Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. The Canoundra International Balloon Challenge was one of the victims of COVID last year, but it is back and it is going to be absolutely massive this year. And joining us online from the committee, Adam Barrow. Good morning to you, Adam.
G'day, Neil. How are you doing?
Good, mate. It was going to be a big one last year, but as I say, COVID knocked it about. But you guys have put this together this year, looking absolutely huge.
Absolutely huge, mate. Yeah, it was a real shame to have to cancel that at the last minute last year, but obviously we're not the only ones who that happened to. Right. So, yeah, great to be able to stand it up again this year and get on with it. But, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic week out in Canoundra.
Okay, now the weekend just gone, a massive weekend out at Canoundra with the Taste of Canoundra on offer. And, again, this weekend, it all kicks off on Saturday with the balloons.
Yeah, Saturday the 24th, that's right. So we've got a big weekend there kicking off. We've got about 35 balloons registered now at the moment. I think it is last time I checked, which is a pretty great result. Obviously, we're normally an international ballooning event, but this year with the borders shut, it's all just domestic, so keeping it local. So 35 is a great result all around, so really happy about that.
What have we had in the past years? It's around that sort of number, isn't it, anyway?
Yeah, we sort of topped out at about 42 in 2019.
Right.
So yeah, pretty good result. We're only missing a few internationals, just not so great.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, look, there's stacks of things on because it runs for 9 days. When's the big night? When's the balloon glow? That's the thing that gets everyone's imagination captured.
That's right, mate. Yeah, so the Cabon Community Glow, that's Saturday the 1st, so pretty much the last weekend of the event. That's a pretty big day for the town. We've got not a lot happening down in the main street of the town as well with, you know, street parades and, you know, a whole lot of shopping and entertainment stuff happening down there as well. Sort of from about 9 o'clock in the morning, and then the activities up at the sort of sports ovals in town kick off at 3 p.m. go through until 8 p.m. So that's with the balloons lighting up at night. We've got night markets, you know, entertainment. We've got Jane Denham. Not sure if you know Jane.
Yep, absolutely.
Great country star coming out. So Jane's performing for us.
Wonderful.
Which is absolutely fantastic. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Okay, fantastic. Now, tickets, things like that, I mean, COVID regulations have to be still observed. So
correct.
If I want to bring my kids along on Saturday night to the Balloon Glow, for example, which is Saturday, once again, it's the 1st of May, what do I need to consider?
So I just need to jump onto the website, our website at canoundrachallenge.org.au. It's a link there to buying the tickets. Basically, the main difference this year is we can't just rock up at the gate and wander in. So everyone has to pre-purchase the tickets. We've already sold about 2,000, just over 2,000 tickets to the event. And that means including registering your kids as well. So kids are just gold coin donation. But we just need their names for obviously for the COVID reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but 2,000, whilst that sounds like a big number, it's, I know in the past, the numbers have been in much more than that at any rate.
Yeah, much more. We've been sort of around 6,000 to 8,000 normally. Okay. A lot of people coming through the gates. We're expecting it to be a bit smaller for a whole lot of different reasons. You know, people still aren't comfortable in big crowds. And obviously, we've got some government limitations still. So we're trying to have a maximum cap of 4,000 would be our absolute max.
Yep. Okay. All right. Canoundra International Balloon Challenge. If you want to get all the information, just get online and type it in. It's all there. And I'm with Adam Barrow this morning, mate. Thanks for your time this morning. We might have a chat a bit closer to the event.
No, sounds great. Thanks for your help, Neil. Cheers.